T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Best Brewers coverage. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Service Department. Dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. Go to cuw.edu/veterans. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
And Adam McAlvey joining us on the line. Adam, are you in the Queen City?
No, I am in the Cream City, and I hope everybody is outside today because it is really nice.
I love this weather. I saw people yesterday actually complaining about the heat and humidity, and I just
what?
Wanted to pull my hair out. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's been 60 degrees. It's spectacular.
I love it.
Quit your job. Go to Summerfest.
Yep.
Have some lakefront beers and Venice Club eggplant, and have a good day.
Yeah, I can't get enough of this, without a doubt. So. Let me ask you this. Christian Yelich gets to 30. Let's just say he gets a few more dingers here before the end of the unofficial first half of the season. We're talking about juiced balls in baseball. Could we actually go on Christian Yelich towards home run watch of breaking Barry Bonds' record or at least getting to Roger Maris' record?
Yeah, I mean, 73 is a big number, so I'm not certain we're going to see that. But look, for a time, he was on a 61 homer pace. Now he's fallen off that because he went through, Christian Yelich wise, a long drought here between number 29 and number 30. And he had some really close calls on that homestand. There were at least 3 warning track balls that were caught. So, he's no longer on that 60 homer pace, but still, I mean, look, 50 is the club record. That's Prince Fielder in 07. When he was at the height of his powers, literally. And, I mean, 50 would be an unreal accomplishment. And he's certainly, that's within his reach. And, look, juice ball or not, the way this guy hits the baseball, I'm not going to attribute his homers to juice balls because for 30 maybe was a wall scraper in a homer ballpark. But most of Yelich's home runs have been these no-doubt sort of jobs. So I think the credit is more to him than the baseball.
First of all, I agree. Secondly, for anybody that even thought that was a cheapie, has anybody ever watched a ball fly out of Great American? I mean, Great American, between Great American and Wrigley, you're talking about 2 home run hitters' ballparks, including Miller Park and all of this. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, they got a lot of games at Miller Park. They got a lot of games at Great American, a lot of games at Wrigley yet to be played. To me, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility for him easily to break 50 and maybe even to get to 60 if he went on some kind of a pace where he hit like 6 in 6 games or something like that. So
yeah,
I'm excited about it.
It's staying healthy for him. He's got that back thing. And I know that some people, that's one of the worries about the home run derby. It's just that he's going to swing out his back. But look, he's aware of the risks involved there. He's got a plan for it of kind of taking it just like BP. Stay calm. He's a smart guy. He's a great athlete. I think, he deserves the benefit of the doubt if he thinks he can do that and stay healthy. And if he's healthy, I think there's enough around him offensively on this club that he's going to get chances to produce and hit home runs down the stretch.
In addition to that, then he's into the home run derby. And not only are we afraid of, the ability to hurt himself, but we all know what that myth is coming out of the home run derby, right?
Yeah, well, that's what it is. I mean, it's to me, it's the same thing as the Brewers struggle against pitchers in their major league debut. I mean, they don't. But I think if I'm standing out in the third ward right now, I bet if I stop the next person walking by and I ask him, how do you think pitchers do against the Brewers in their big league debut? They'll probably say that pitcher dominates. It's just perception. When something happens like it happened to Jesus Aguilar last year, where he doesn't produce anything in the second half like he did in the first, and he participated in the home run derby, you attribute it to the derby. I think more likely is that Aguilar was just on an unsustainable pace in the first half. That's what it's proven I think there's enough evidence since then to prove that. And I think that there's probably lots of experience of that where Derby participants are guys who had sort of otherworldly first half. And look, to think Christian Yelich is going to stay on this homer pace for the whole season, that might be one of those unsustainable things. I mean, his pace until at least this drought before last night, that was a pretty crazy pace. And I'm not certain that it was realistic to think that he was going to hit 61, 62 home runs in a season, juice baseballs or not. So, you know, part of this, I think, is just the bias of, you know, putting 1 + 1 = 2 when, in this case, maybe it doesn't. That's a bad example because 1 + 1 does = 2, but we learned the other day that I can't do math.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, as long as you're getting the writing portion of it correct and you're not having to actually figure up averages and do the math, you're good to go. So we're fine with that. Hey, the pitching prowess of this team, you know, first and foremost, to Jimmy Nelson, the elbow, we learned that he's got some soreness and tenderness there. Give me your thoughts on this.
Well, I was surprised to hear him say that that never went away in spring training. You know, it was at the end of spring training, he was on track to start the year in AAA. That was a big storyline. Then all of a sudden he wasn't ready because of his elbow. I guess I just assumed that before he picked up a ball again, that soreness would have got out of it. They would have got that out of it. That turned out, according to Nelson, not to be the case. That really surprised me that he would pitch in sort of a compromised fashion. I guess at some point you have to move forward, and that's sort of what we heard from David Stearns and Jimmy himself, that at some point they just decided, you know, we got to push. This has been such a long road. It's not going to be perfect. It's time to kind of move forward, and that's what they did. But that part of it surprised me because I did not know that the elbow was an issue at all. So that stood out to me. And now I think, you know, this is it's tough for Jimmy Nelson. It also makes you wonder if he's ever going to get back, you know, not to where he was, because I don't know if a pitcher comes back from shoulder surgery and is exactly what he was. He was going to be different, but it makes you worry that he's not going to come back and be able to be an effective pitcher in the major league. So look, he's been challenged this whole way, three parts of three seasons. This is a huge challenge again. And you know, the odds are against him, but he's as hard a worker as anybody in the game. And as he said the other day, he's not going to fold. So he's going to keep trying to get right and get back to the point where he can contribute to this team.
The pitching staff in general, we all assume that there is going to be a deal made. Now we've turned the corner. We're sitting here on the 2nd of July. We're coming up on the All-Star break. How quickly do you think it now, every week we talk about this, what is the accelerated thought process when it comes to bringing in additional pitching? Because we all know they're going to do it, or at least hope they do it.
Well, I would say they're going to bring in some kind of pitching. The question is whether it's a starter or a reliever. I don't like to offer my opinion very much. It probably annoys people. But my opinion is a reliever is a safer bet. And I almost think you can make the case that a reliever might help them more, because they can impact more games. And if you can build a killer bullpen like they had last year, you can get away with shorter starts where your pitchers, like they were a lot last year, twice through the order and then go to that pen. It'll cost you less in terms of prospects. There's more guys available. Even though there's volatility in relief, there's volatility in starting too. And you're talking about getting a guy for, what, a dozen starts, maybe 10 starts, depending on when the move happens. So with a reliever, you can maybe impact more games. So I don't know. That seems to me more likely based on David Stern's history of where they'll go. But you certainly can make an argument that there's a need for starting pitching. They've burned through a lot of their depth. I think it was encouraging that Adrian Hauser got out into the game last night. He is a really good young arm. And if he can be a contributor, that would be a very big deal for them, with Burns and Peralta and Nelson having not worked out in the rotation. So I think that was a big thing last night. And look, the hard part for David Stearns now is, think back to 08, where Doug Melvin sees a need for a starter, and he goes out and pays a premium to get CC Sabathia on July 7th, 2008. They get two starts out of Sabathia before the All-Star break, and everybody knows how those went and how the starts after that went. And he carried them to the playoffs. Now the era of that was Doug Melvin and Chris Antonetti. I don't think today's GM makes those kinds of deals. Everything now goes right down to the deadline, and they want every piece of information and every bit of risk aversion checked off before they're willing to make a move. So you just don't see deals made early like that. And that makes me just think the odds are that it's going to go down to at least a week before the trade deadline, before a move can get done. And to me, again, that's an argument that's an argument against the starter, because it's just going to impact that fewer number of games. So look, we'll see what he does. But I would say one way or the other, you're correct, Bill, that there's an impetus to bring in some pitchers.
Always good to chat, my friend. Go enjoy yourself, and we'll talk again next week.
All right. Yeah.
All right, buddy, there you go. That's Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.